you don't have your best people on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to episode 490 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver.
What's going on, Adam, in Vancouver?
Still the same. Same old. There is stuff that is gradually starting to reopen, and so I guess that's the silver lining, but there's still a lot of feelings of doom and gloom and waiting for the next problem to occur. Or
but in BC, because you guys were barely touched, if I understand the numbers.
Yeah, I think it's potentially sort of the scare factor created from everything going on in other parts that are, you know, kind of nearby, not right. BC per se, but it's
Seattle.
You know, definitely created a ripple effect in terms of, I mean, I don't think we're doing anything more aggressively than anywhere else.
In terms of the shutdown, you mean?
Yeah, in terms of the shutdown and the reopening, I think they're playing it on the side of like everything is going to fall apart in 1 second. Like, and maybe that's the truth. We don't know, but that certainly seems to be the way things are going is very, very cautious. And again, I don't know, right or wrong, I don't know. Just that's the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah. From the very beginning in all this, I think we even said on the show, like my concern was never the virus or whatnot. I mean, obviously it's shitty for a lot of people. That's not the point. But my issue was with human nature. Like human nature is what's going to drive this in any direction that it goes. And there's a lot of options here. And the way I see it is that I firmly believe that the shutdown, like the full on shutdown, was, I'll give it a 95%, unnecessary on its face. What was necessary was that a lot of people needed to take this seriously.
Right.
And that was probably what needed to happen, that I think 99% of the objective that they were going for could have been achieved by strict social distancing without being locked down.
Right.
That means obviously changes, like restaurants would have to operate at half capacity and like certain things needed to be shut down. I understand, like that's just the nature of it. But before anything was ever really known about this, when it was just sort of a whisper in the wind, somewhere in January, whenever it was, I was talking to a friend of mine here and we're saying, you know, he has kids as well. And we're talking about, you know, it might be the last time playing at the playground together for now. And I said, well, honestly, here's what's likely to happen. It's things going to come through. It's going to be no fun, for sure, to put it mildly. But as the weather gets better, it's going to abate. You know, and he said, well, no, they said they don't know. Like it's showing up in warm weather places. And I said, it's not the weather itself. It's not the heat isn't going to kill this.
No, it's the outside.
It's just the outside part. So like what I've said to people all along is like, look, again, don't write this down. I'm not an expert. I'm not going to pretend I am. It's the fact that I'm not an expert and can just kind of follow the logic of what a virus does. Like it does what it does without prejudice, right?
Sure.
And so generally speaking, it seems to me that it's very difficult to just for this to spread in outdoor things. Like it's possible. Maybe we talked about it last week. I can't tell. Like all my days blur together, right?
Yeah.
But it in general, if we all just lived our lives outside, even within a meter of each other, 1.5 meters, whatever, kept that distance, this thing would be gone in 3 weeks. But we all have to live outside, and that's not going to happen. So this thing spreads inside. In fact, I even read a bunch of reports coming from the CDC this week saying, you know, they think it really spreads in you know, crowded, cramped, you know, inside areas with poor ventilation. Okay, well, slow down, Professor. Is that what you think? What about now? What about chocolate? Is that delicious? I need a study on this.
Right.
And so it makes complete sense that in the wintertime, when people are congregating inside far more often and in close quarters, this is going to spread like anything else does. I know it's terrible to compare this to the flu. Everyone gets mad, but that is what the flu does. There's a reason that almost nobody gets the flu in July. It's not the weather, it's the outside part. Okay.
Right.
So what's going to end up happening here is things are slowing down, especially in places like where you are and where we are in Germany. The infection number has stayed below one for quite some time now, and that's very promising. Number of cases, et cetera, are low. That's it. Very promising news. Same with where you are. And so people are slowly opening up. That's great. That's great to see. What I don't want to see as a non-expert is people being complacent. I would like people to still maintain. And the issue being is that when something like this happens and we kind of go back to quote unquote normal, the tendency is for people to make up for lost time. And you end up going crazy, and now you're a lot of people in close quarters, you're having parties, you want to get back to normal, and this can ramp up again.
Sure.
Now, it's going to be slow because of the weather. Like we're going to see a general slide in numbers, especially in the Northern Hemisphere anyways, and that's where we both live, and I'll speak from that perspective. We're going to see the numbers slow down and in a lot of areas plummet. And that's what's going to happen through until, because of the way the weather goes now, probably till the end of September, starting October, mid-October, as people start to move inside, we're going to get a flare-up again. That is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
The idea being, between now and then, if we can avoid complacency and still go about our everyday lives, but maintaining social distance, we can get to that flare-up with a relatively low starting number. So that when the flare-up does start, it doesn't spread as far as it would as if we started with a lot of people infected.
Right.
So that, to me, now, and no one's expressing this, to me, that is what the strategy should be, and I assume is, because we don't have the willpower to just choke this out, because that would be 1 month of everybody stay two meters apart for a month. This will be gone. We can't do that. So all we can do is tamp it down as far as we can, learn the lessons, hopefully when the second wave hits, be smarter about this, and it will not be nearly as devastating. And then by next year, it'll be gone. That's where I think we're at.
Okay.
I'm not getting a job on this. I feel like that narrative would not fly at CNN, because they would like you to have your hair on fire running around yelling, pandemic. So that's not going to move a lot of units. But what I'm saying is to the listeners out there, and that's pretty much most of the world. So, you know, just be sensible. Please don't take your foot off the gas. Don't be scared. Live your life. Be vigilant, and we're all going to be okay. That's not true. Most of us are going to be okay.
Sure.
A lot more of us will be okay than if we just freak out. All right. Amazon. If you need books about pandemics written by people who aren't experts, go to Amazon.
Yeah, I'm sure it's chock-a-block full of those.
Oh, God, it must be. Yeah. It must be. I haven't checked that out, but it's all kinds of, it's woodwork stuff for me. You know that. It's not a T-square, but it's like, one of those sliding miter squares. I don't know the name of it. Bought one of those. I'm very excited. It's coming. Bought some lawn chairs.
Ooh.
They showed up today. Yeah. like, you know, lawn chairs, like the ones that you had when you were in the 70s and 80s, those are gone. Those fold up ones.
Yeah.
I mean, you still find them, I'm sure, but now they're all the ones that kind of fold up into the four posts. So like, what are those called?
I don't know.
I don't know. They're all green. You buy them at Costco. I don't know. I don't know what they're called.
Sort of collapsible ones.
Collapsible ones. They have a drink holder in the arm.
Yeah, yeah. I know. It's sort of camping chairs.
Yeah, yeah. I bought a couple of those, mostly because they're really easy to throw over your shoulder. And if you want to ride your bike somewhere, you can go sit down by the river and sit there. Really.
Great.
So I bought a couple of those. And then here's the exciting one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Bought a router.
Wow. I think talked about it last time.
No, it wasn't the one those were sold out. The one I wanted was sold out, and the other one was crappy. I told you that I've been borrowing one that's lousy.
And so you went high-end?
Higher end, not crazy. Like, you can go crazy with a router. Like, if I go Fest, like a company called Festool, I can go and spend, with the whole package, you can drop like 900 euros on a router, which is a lot of money. So typically you're looking at around, unfortunately over here in Germany, you got to spend a lot of money on routers. It's Canada and the US, you can do cheaper. But generally here, you're looking at around 350, but I managed to find a very well reviewed, excellent model for 200.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to doing some, I'm going to do some like panel doors and whatnot. And then next week I'm going to quiz you. Just get your thoughts. I want to get your design thoughts on the Roman OG. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay. All right. I'll collect them.
You can talk now. If you can talk about it at length now, go ahead. Otherwise, next week.
Okay.
All right. Anyways, click through our site on Amazon and help us out. Works out for us.
Okay.
All right. So what is going on over here? Nice, amazing weather, like outstanding weather for mid-May, late May, third week of May. Yesterday was a holiday.
Yeah.
So it luckily was sunny and like 29 degrees, like just crazy. Phenomenal weather. However, the Germans, they own calendars. So it doesn't matter that it's 29 and sunny. They're out riding their bikes in long pants and down vests because it says May 21st on the calendar. I don't care what the weather's doing. I'm wearing my mid-spring clothing.
Interesting.
It's weird. I mean, like, I'm out there, you know, sort of in my banana hammock and that's it, running around. Yeah. And full on down vest.
Yeah, no, it's been shorts and t-shirt for us around here. Even in the evening on our walks, definitely it's been warm, but probably not as warm as it is there, but warm enough that definitely no down vests.
Not a competition, Adam.
Okay, sorry.
No, I'm saying, I'm not trying to compete with you about who has the hotter, because today was a little cloudy, but still warm. But you know what the downside is to this? And yeah. Tell me if it's the same there. Bugs are they're crazy amount of bugs now.
Definitely that's starting to happen for sure when the sun goes down in particular, yeah.
Especially out on the dike, actually, I noticed. Yeah. If you're walking on the dike, that is mosquito festival out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, there you go. All right, woodwork update. What did we talk last week? Last week I hadn't finished the mirror, right?
True. I believe that's true.
Maybe I was close to finishing it. Maybe I'd painted it. I was waiting. Point being, I mounted it on the Sunday.
Okay.
And then got it up there. And in order to mount that mirror, like it's a very large mirror. The mirror itself, I only know it in centimeters. So 50 centimeters wide and 140 high. So almost 2 feet wide, not quite. And then then high is like, what's 140? It's like
meter and a half,
12 feet or something.
Is it?
No, it's like 5 feet.
Yeah.
4 feet, 4.5, whatever. Pretty good size mirror. And then, in the frame on, you know, is even bigger, of course. Doesn't go in. I don't know if you know how frames work, but
they go around.
Yeah, they go around. It frames it. It's right there in the name. And so anyway, so it's fairly large. And so in order to mount that, I had to remove two coat racks, like two coat hangers. What do you call the ones that are just like pegs on the wall? Coat hanger? Coat rack?
Yeah, I'd call it a hanger.
Yeah. So we had two of those. We had one down low for the kids and then one up high for the adults. Had to remove both of those. And now my wife, while happy that she has a nice mirror.
Coat hooks.
Yeah. So she was upset that we lost the coat hooks. And so I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm making you a matching coat hook. So I did that.
Nice.
Added that. And then the kids got jealous. They wanted one. So I said, okay, well, there's no space. I can put one by the front door. So I just like literally 8 seconds ago, I still have the sawdust on my hands. I made one of those. So we're going to paint that later tonight.
I became a barber. How about that?
Oh, whose hair did you cut?
I cut.
Tell me your wife.
No, both Sarah's and Jack's.
You cut your daughter's, Jack's hair. That's great. I actually cut my son's hair the other day too. Not to take away from you, but cutting dude's hair, not a big deal. Because if you mess up, you're like, all right, well, you're in the pretend Navy now.
Yeah, no, I didn't do it pure clippers and scissors.
Same. But like I said, if you mess up, yeah, you'll be fine. You mess up your daughter's hair, you have to sleep in the yard for like a month.
Yeah.
So I'm impressed.
I did it via watching YouTube video tutorials. So there you go. You can pretty much learn anything. Yeah. And was pretty straightforward just to trim, like, you know, she wanted about an inch off just to get rid of all the dead ends and that. I wasn't giving her this wasn't a styling situation, but it was basically.
Did you give her the Rachel?
No, I did not. But I did manage to do, I think, a really good job. Lisa agreed, just following the kind of cut that she already had. So you would never know, which was the beauty of it, except for the dead ends are all gone off the bottom of her hair.
Well, I'm impressed, man.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with that. And then after that success story, Jack, because barbershops are just starting to open up here, like it's just been the last couple days. Right. And it's a very different experience from everything that's on the, you know, been on the news. And Jack didn't really want to do that. And I've cut his hair in the past, but definitely not the last year he's been going to the barber. So right. He said after Sarah was happy with hers, he's like, yeah, Dad, I want you to cut my hair. And so again, I typically in the past just kind of done the different combs that go on the razor, the electric razor, and just kind of, yeah. You know, did it that way, but he's big into, you know, like he's a bit older now. He's got, his hair was super long and shaggy, like the full on Wayne Gretzky hockey hair in the back and like just a massive salad of hair that he was fronting. So I said, okay, well, what do you want? And he wanted it sort of, you know, short on the sides, but he wanted to keep a lot of the length on the top. And so, right. and so we did that. And then same thing as Sarah's, I basically followed the same principles of after I kind of, you know, did his initial kind of like buzz around the ears and just that first layer. It's a lot of water and a lot of using a comb and then the little trick with the fingers and pulling the hair through and making sure and then following a line. And oh, it's again, I'm a bit of a perfectionist when it comes to these details. So I quite enjoyed it. So there you go.
You know, here's the key part. So I've been cutting my own hair for like 30 years, right? No, 20, okay. 25 years. I go to the barber now and then, but I find that the real maneuver is try not to cut your fingers with the scissors.
True. That's a good call. Yeah.
That sucks. I've done that a few times. Yeah, my son wanted his. I never watched the YouTube. I think I should actually probably watch that because they probably know better than I. My son wanted, he like, my son's got awesome hair. Like so much so, like he has really cool hair. Like if he doesn't have the super long flow, but he was not far away from getting it. So that when he was wearing a hat, it looked awesome. He had full on like great hockey, like Mike Modano kind of like early 90s, like really really good. And I also as a youngster, not even a youngster, like in my 20s, I had great hair. Now it's just boring and gray. Like my hair is fine. It's a full head of it. It's just, you know, congratulations. You get a whole bunch of gray. Congratulations. Right. Who cares, right? So I keep mine nice and tight. I'm so like, you know, I could be Mike Pence's stunt double at this point. And so I'm trying to tell him, because I'm like, dude, your hair's, it's getting awesome. But no, Dad, I want it cut. I want it cut like yours. I'm like, yeah, but I want mine cut like yours, son. and so I'm showing him old pictures of his dad, and like, hey, look at that hair. That's the hair that you're got your mom, tricked your mom into marrying me. And he's like, no, having none of it. So I cut his short, but I cut the sides first. No, sorry, I cut the top first, and then I fade the sides into the top. Is that not what you do?
Kind of, yeah. I left his longer than that on top. Yeah.
My son had longer hair on top. Like I cut with the scissors, but I cut that first, and then I shaved the back and fade it in.
Yeah, and I went the other way. I did the sides first, and then once I had the sides to the level that I wanted, then I started doing the scissors cut.
Ah, okay.
And then came back and kind of blended them together.
I'm going to YouTube it. They probably know more. I've just been kind of going by feel and quite honestly.
And I just followed one video that made sense for a kid that had similar hair that he was going for. He was like, yeah, I kind of want this. And then I started looking videos for sort of what he suggested, which is kind of much longer on the top, kind of, you know, short on the sides, but not crazy shaved on the sides. And and we accomplished it. I'm going to have to post a photo. I was quite proud of my work. And of course, my wife would be the best gauge, but she was thrilled with the end result.
Okay. See, my wife was not, and it wasn't the hair, the job I did. She just liked the long hair. She came home from work that day and was like, oh no. But she likes it. It's fine. But well, actually, you know what? I'm just realizing now in both pictures I posted this week, we have a before and after by accident.
Nice. All right.
So I'm not sure I'm going to post both of them, but you can tell me what you prefer. We'll get to that. Okay. All right. Reminder, monthly challenge for this, for May. God, I don't even know what month it is. Do you have any idea what month it is?
I think it's still May.
For May is art. Hashtag that. Two Hosers Monthly Challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers. And even better, tag us at Two Hosers on the Instagram, and we will check that out. I see Frank Pang posted already.
Nice.
Yeah, he tagged us. He knows how to tag. Tag/hashtag. Is it hashtag and tag? Yeah. Again. Is it May? Are we in May?
Yeah.
Is it Friday?
Yeah.
Didn't we just record like an hour ago? That's where we're at. Anyways, post that on Instagram. We'll talk about that in two episodes. Okay. Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
No, I didn't. I've been really, really bad with the camera as far as taking it out.
Right.
I don't know why. It just hasn't occurred. And sometimes I think, oh, I should grab the camera and go take some photos. And then I don't. So I'm a bad example of, you know, what I could be doing from a photography standpoint with this extra time being at home and being with family. I think a lot of it has to do with my kids aren't saying, hey, dad, you grab a photo of this.
See, I think it's worse. Like when my kids finally do that, I'm usually so, you know, pissy that I'm like, well, when I wanted to take your picture, you didn't. So now I kind of don't. It's spite, totally spite. Okay. I know you're 6 years old, but here comes the spite.
Right.
Yeah. I feel you. I think there is a certain malaise as I'm assuming everybody's feeling like a malaise. You know, they talk about, you know, depression and going up and all the weird things that could happen in a pandemic, like a shutdown like this. We've not felt that. Like we have not. I mean, my kids are definitely acting a little strange sometimes, acting up a little bit, and they've had enough. They're restless. They've had enough of this. But generally, it's been a pretty good attitude. And okay, so, yeah. But even
same,
in that,
same for mine. Yeah.
Yeah, but even in that, I'm exactly. I echo your sentiments. I don't really care about taking pictures. You know, I'm like, yeah, all right. I could. come on, let's. You're going to want to remember this time for later on, too. It's not something that you're going to forget. So, I don't know. Maybe shoot the mundanity.
Yeah.
That's, oh no. Oh no. I just realized that that is the challenge for next week.
What?
The mundanity.
Is it really?
I don't know. I'm just doing that now. I'm thinking about it. I had something else better, but now I'm kind of pleased with myself for coming up with that word, mundanity.
Is it a word?
I don't know. I'll ask Ryan Brennizer, man.
Okay.
I'll ask your buddy in Poland. Yeah. Czech?
I Poland. Can't remember. I think it was Poland. Yeah, something like that.
Might wow, am I somewhat racist for not knowing? I'm just lumping them together. I don't know. Romania. It's all the same.
Yeah, could be there.
It's not the same. I saw some interesting light today.
Oh, Hungary. So I think it was Hungary.
Hungary, that's right. Like I said, Poland, Hungary, Romania. And this, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? Yeah, goulash, fine. That's all I need to know. So I did see a couple instances of interesting light. And so what I did was I basically kept my X100, because that's the topic, or the photo challenge coming up. So I kept my X100 handy because I was like, you know, I want to get the challenge, but every time I saw some cool looking light, I would just grab a photo. So the first one, now I'm not 100% sure I'm even going to post this one. This one just seems like it should just be for my family. So you tell me, I'll share it with you. You tell me your honest one. It's my kids reading their book at night. They were legit reading this book, sitting in my daughter reading Connie and the Hochzeit's Fest is a wedding party. So her, okay. Her Connie goes to a wedding, and that's what the story is. And just was really nice light coming into our bedroom, and so I snapped this photo. Love the light, love what's going on. Kind of feels like a family thing and probably shouldn't post it for consumption.
Okay, but yet you posted it.
I didn't post it yet. That's what I'm saying to you. I have not posted it. It's I'm not sure if you understand how the show works. We're not actually going out live right now.
I think it's completely fine to post that.
Yeah, it's a coin toss for me. I'll see. But point is, you look at that. Look at my son's hair. That's the before. And compare it with my photo challenge. That's the after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the before is better.
I would, no, okay, but in all fairness to me, not because I did a bad job with the haircut, because that's the haircut he wanted. I did what mm-hmm. he wanted.
Yeah, no, the haircut's fine.
I just wanted the before. I was like, dude, why would you not want that?
Yeah, yeah, no, definitely, that's cute kid hair. Jax was way more out of control than that.
Right. It's like, my son, like, you're on the way to, you're Val Kilmer and Alexander. Like, you know, I don't know why I picked that one. The Doors. You're Val Kilmer in The Doors.
Yeah. No, he's got good puffy hair there. That's great.
I'll talk to him. Anyways, I thought that was just very, very nice evening light. And then I caught this one. This is just a glass of a Radler. You know what Radler is? Shandy?
It's like a beer mixed with some sort of juice. Is that?
Yeah, you guys have it there, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a thing.
It's a thing now. Well, it's known in Canada. It's always been a shandy. It's basically half beer, half 7-Up. But then
Or lemonade, I thought.
Well, yeah. It's like more like lemonade. Like Sprite, but lemony Sprite or whatever. And the more lemony ones are my favorites. Like, I have to admit, when I first moved here and guys were having Radler, I was like, are you kidding? Like, what are you doing? Like, it should have an umbrella in it, one of those little crazy twisty straws. Then I started having a few really good ones, and oh my God, are they amazing. Like, just outstanding. And so this is one of my favorite ones called Gozer. And anyways, it's poured into a Deep Cove Brewing Company glass, and just happened to see some really cool shadows coming in the window, and the logo on the glass projecting across the top of the Radler looked really cool. So I snapped this.
Nice. Yeah, it looks good.
And it's deep. Like, if you look at this, you're like, oh man, Alan is deep. And he can celebrate.
Yeah.
So there you go. So that's all. Whether it's interesting or not, again, all with the X100 added on hand. All right. Photo challenge this week was the X100, because I haven't used mine in a while. I don't know about you.
No, but I like I said, I haven't really taken many photos outside of photo challenges. So right. The last few weeks has been a down period of time for me.
Okay. So what? Let's have a look at yours. This was at 7 o'clock at night because it looks a little earlier in the evening to me.
Yeah, I guess it's getting light here, or it's staying light for a very long time. It seems.
Mm-hmm. Now the shadows are reasonably long. If you look down to kind of the bottom third of the picture, but the sky is still rather light.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us what's going on here. Did you take this because it says kind?
Yeah, I liked it. This is on our evening walk, and I brought the X100 with the specific intention of just taking a photo somewhere along our walk. And then, I mean, this is a place that I've taken a million photos and posts and photo challenges, and it's always interesting when you find something different. And so I saw someone had carved the word kind into a big piece of driftwood on the beach, and it was propped up, and I thought, oh, that's exactly the spot where I've taken so many out of their photo challenges, but it's something new. And so there's kind of the path that we're walking along in our evening walk, and I just kind of, it's a weird angle taken from above down, but it's just sort of the vantage point of my walk. And I thought, okay, well, I'm just going to shoot this with the X100, and chimped it on the back of the camera and thought, I like that. And that's it. And I was like, camera goes away, back to the walk.
See, the thing is, when I first saw it, I saw the word, I was like, why did he shoot? Like, it says kind, like kid, because that means kid, child in German.
Oh, okay.
Like, that was my instinct. I was like, who wrote kid in there? And then I figured maybe they're making a fire and writing kindling and then just ran out of time.
Sure.
Possible.
Yeah.
But, or just be kind.
Or kindergarten.
Well, that's where kindergarten comes from.
Yeah.
Kid garden. Yeah. Kid yard. The, it looks good. I mean, look at all the people down there too.
Oh yeah. There's been lots of people, especially on the really nice, sunny, warm day. I mean, I think for the most part, people are trying to maintain their distance. Although if you look around the fishing needle, you're like, yeah, those people are not maintaining a distance. But for the most part, it is just, you know, a lot of people enjoying the outdoors, but spread out amongst that outdoors. So
once they hear the show, they'll understand they should not take their foot off the gas.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Oh yeah. We were okay. Alan sorted us out. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Now the best part. Now I honestly, best part of this photo was you having to only carry around the X100.
Sure.
God, I love that thing. Right.
Yeah, and the colors, like this is straight out of camera with a tiny little bit of tweaking in
Did lighting. You not use one of the what do you call it, the profiles?
No, I didn't use a profile. I just tweaked it a little bit, but very little tweaking because the colors looked good the way they were.
They really do. And I was about to point out to you, I was like, oh, Adam, I have bad news, man. You got some dust on your sensor, which on the X100 is really tough. But it's a smudge on my screen, so you're okay.
Right.
Yeah, move on with your day. Don't worry about it. Forget I said anything.
Okay.
All right. So here's my shot, the X100, again with my son with the short hair.
Yeah.
And we just had some really cool light coming into his room in the evening. And I said, hey, let's go. And that's that. Quickly grabbed it. X100. Blam.
Yeah. It looks good. Definitely the colors look terrific and the skin tones look great. And it's interesting because of the shadows on the ceiling and it sort of frames them nicely. No, I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's just a nice natural gobo, I guess, you know, coming into the low sunlight coming into the window at a certain time of day. I forget what time of day it was, probably like 8 o'clock or something like that. Something like that. And he was happy. One thing about the X100 that he really likes is that you can be very fast with it, and so you can get out of his hair pretty quickly.
Right.
And so he likes that a lot. Big fan. But other than that, yeah, just try to keep him low. Went with a rule of thirds-ish. Sort of kept him in the lower third. Not my typical framing where I would, you know, probably not so much headroom, but this is something that I happen to like in a situation like this when he's definitely the subject, but all the cool light does direct your eye towards his eyes and one of my favorite catch lights. So, a little goofy smile. I'll talk to him about the smile.
Sure. No, it looks good.
All right. Topic this week. So, a little background on this one. A couple weeks ago, my daughter, who is 8, had asked me, she knows that you and I do a podcast. And she knows I basically go into my office and talk. That's what she thinks. That's what she knows. And she understands the general gist of it. But she said, Daddy, what is a podcast? And so I started describing it to her and explained it to her. And then it became a never-ending list of follow-up questions. What about this? What about this? Which I was all happy to answer. And then I thought, you know what? So we talked about it. I said, you know what we'd like to do? Why don't you interview me for our show? And we'll talk all about what a podcast is and how we started and how we do it. And basically everything you kind of would want to know about our show and podcasting in general. And so we did. We sat down and wrote down a bunch of questions and figured out the logical order for them. Wrote the questions in German, as you're about to hear. She wrote the questions in German, but wanted to ask them in English. So she translated them in real time. She can't read or write English. She can read or write, obviously, German and speak English, but she can't write yet in English. So she translates them in real time, which makes for some kind of funny, bizarre VCR manual English. But there we go. Without further ado, here's my daughter asking me all about the podcast. Kiddo, Emily, tell me a little bit about yourself before we start.
I'm 8 years old, and my birthday is in December, and I go in what class?
Third grade. You're in third. We say third grade. We don't actually say third grade. We say grade 3 in Canada.
Yeah.
So what do you like to do? What are the things? What are the kinds of things you do in grade 3?
Math, German, and I play with my friends, like in the break.
You can say it in German. I'll translate for you. What's the break called in German?
We call it Pause.
Mm-hmm. Pausenhof?
Yeah, Pausenhof is
that's
like,
recess in English.
Yep. And then my hobbies are like horsey riding, gymnastics, and then when the pool's open and like swimming, but
yeah, we're not doing anything right now. There's no gymnastics. What is gymnastics called in German?
Turnen.
And horse riding is?
Reiten.
What is a horse in German?
We call it Pferd or Pony.
Yeah.
Pferd is a big one and Pony is like a little small one.
We're not doing anything right now because of Corona. I mean, we're doing lots of things, but you're not doing gymnastics. You're not doing horse riding. Unfortunately, the Freibad, the outdoor pool, isn't open. Who's more sad about that, you or me?
Both.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Daddy's more sad.
Yeah, but it's pretty hot outside. I want to be in the pool.
Yes, that's true.
But slowly they're opening.
Right. So the other day, a couple of weeks ago, you asked me some questions. You said, because you know I do a podcast with Adam.
Yeah.
And every Friday night I go and do a podcast. And then finally you said, you had some questions for me. So what's the first one? We decided rather than answer them all there, we'll talk about it on the show. And what's your first question?
What is a podcast?
What is a podcast? That's a good question because I didn't know. Because, well, first of all, your entire life, the whole time you've been alive, there's been podcasts. But that wasn't the case for me. Podcasts are kind of relatively new. And so what is a podcast? Well, I explained to you, it's like a radio show. And you said, what's a radio show? Because you didn't know what the radio... You understand what the radio is, but you didn't understand how the radio worked. Like, you know, They here in Stuttgart, they might broadcast the radio and we could hear it around here, but people in Vancouver They don't hear that on the radio. They have their own radio stations, right? And then they have people on there playing music or talking or whatever it is. Well, a podcast is kind of like a radio show, but there's no radio. You record it on your computer or, in this case, on your Zoom H4N, and put it out on the internet, and people all around the world can download it and listen to it when they want to. That's what a podcast is. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes really sense.
Okay.
And the next question is, start to hear podcasts?
When did I start hearing podcasts? I would start listening to podcasts. Just before I moved to Germany, when I was living in Vancouver, podcasts weren't really around. There was a couple of them only. And for one, the one I listened to a lot was by a comedian named Ricky Gervais. He had one that would come out every once in a while, and it was very funny, and it was a very new thing. You could download these things on iTunes or whatever it was and listen to his sort of, well, his radio show, kind of. And I thought that was fantastic. I loved it. And then I moved to Germany at the end of 2007. I left Vancouver and I came over to Germany. And as you can imagine, you know, I'm used to listening to English radio and watching English-speaking TV. And when I came to Germany, there was none of that. Obviously, things are in German here. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, because we're in Germany, you talk German.
Right. Well, you do both.
Yeah.
So I found out like there was no TV shows or nothing to watch or to do, and I started listening to podcasts. And there was two that, because so Ricky Gervais had stopped doing his podcast, but there was two podcasts that were on the air, that were on the computer, that I listened to. One of them was a news show, 60 Minutes, would take the audio from their weekly TV show and just release it as a podcast. And so I loved that one. I used to love that show. And then the other one was a guy named Kevin Smith, who makes movies. You know him from Clerks and all those movies. So him and his friend, Scott Mosier, used to do something called Smodcast, which was like one of like the very first podcasts I listened to. And it was fantastic. And I'd look forward to that every week when it would come out. And so I would download those and always make sure I had those downloaded to go to, you know, if I was going on an airplane ride or something like that. I would make sure to have those, the Smodcast. And I love that show. And that went on for quite a while. And then a new show came on in around 2009. And do you know whose show that was? What podcast do I listen to a lot?
Adam Carolla.
You know I listen to Adam Carolla's show a lot. And so that one started, and so that was the one I listened to a lot.
And what was your favorite one?
My favorite podcast. Well, I started listening to a lot of them, but I think the Adam Carolla show was my favorite, and it still is. It still is one of my favorite shows. I really like the format. I like what they're doing. I've got to work with him on a few projects, and so that was kind of exciting. It was just, I think that would be my favorite. What else do I listen to? I listen to a lot of news ones, too, from the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation has stuff. Someone Knows Something is one of the ones that are called. What's the other investigative one? I forget what it's called right now, but outstanding, just really great content out there.
When did you start making your own podcast?
So how did this show start, right? Good question. Not this show. I went on another show beforehand. So when we were living at our other apartment, we were living over in a place. Remember that place? Where was it? Where was it?
In Reutlingen?
No, when you were living there with us. You didn't live in Reutlingen.
Oh, yeah. In Tübingen,
but what was the name of the area?
Henri Re- Big.
We used to live in the Francesa Cathedral, which is the French Quarter, which is called that because it's where the French army lived until 1990. They came over here at the end of the war, and they stuck around, and they lived there. And then they took all their barracks and rebuilt them into apartments, and we lived there. And so I was just kind of stuck. I wasn't working a lot. I didn't know that many people. And so mom said, just went on Google and Googled Tübingen photographers just to see if I could go and talk to somebody and maybe make a friend or something like that. And sure enough, the first one that came up was this guy named Chris Marquardt, who you've met a few times. And so I got in touch with him. I said, you know, that name sounds familiar. I didn't realize, but he had a podcast. I didn't know. And this is just a random thing that mom had done, and she Googled it. And so I sent him an email and just said, hey, I'm a photographer from Canada in living here. And it turns out he had his studio was right down the street, like a half a block away in the French Quarter. That's where the top floor was. It's called the top floor because he did tips from the top floor. And so he said, hey, why don't we get together and have a coffee? And so we did. We went and met at the cafe and got to talking. And about 2 minutes in, he just said, stop. Let's do a podcast. You want to be on my show? And I said, well, yeah, I love listening to podcasts. I had no idea what to expect. I didn't know how they made them. Like, I really had zero idea. He said, let's go upstairs to the studio. We did. We sat down and got the mics out like we're doing right now and just started talking about photo stuff. And as soon as that happened, so that was an inspiration. The Corolla show was an inspiration. But as soon as I got to do his show, I thought, well, you know what? I can do this. So that's how I start. That's my very first podcast was on someone else's show.
Why did you
just to be clear to the listener, my daughter wrote these questions in German and she's translating to English on the fly for you. That's why it's taking so long. So if you'd like to ask, why don't you ask this one in German? It's probably easier.
No. Why did you start a podcast with Adam? Why Adam?
Okay. So this is how we started the Two Hosers Photo Show. That's how this got started. So this is before you were born, actually. About a half a year before you were born, I was home at Christmas time at the end of 2010. I was home. I was back in Vancouver, I mean, working on something. And Adam had just a few months earlier bought his first camera. And Adam and I are friends. We've been friends for quite a long time. And he's a really smart guy. But he had never taken pictures before, outside of maybe like a little point and shoot or something like that. He had at the time, a 2-year-old girl, Sarah, and a newborn, Jack, and he wanted to get a lot of good pictures of his kids. And so he would always kind of ask me little questions about, hey, what about this? What about this? And as always, I'm happy to help everybody. I'm happy if anybody wants to know about photography or anything that I know about, I'm going to help them. And so I said, actually, Adam, wait, rather than me tell you a little thing here, a little thing there, why don't we do a podcast? Why don't we, every week, him and I will sit and talk and I will show him something new from the very beginning and how to do this. And each week we'll add on to that and add on to that. And that's how the podcast started.
How do you know about what you're talking?
Try it again in English.
How do you know what you're gonna, talking about?
Do you mean, how do I know about photography?
Yeah, and why do you only talk about photography?
Well, we don't only talk. We'll talk about that a little bit later. How do I know about photography? Well, when I was a kid, Grandpa, my dad, He liked taking pictures, and he had a very nice camera. Actually, it's sitting right over there, It's one of the ones in there. It's called a Canon FTB, a film camera. Shot film, not digital like the ones. You've seen the film before, right? So I've shot film before. I've shot pictures of you on film. And so he had a Canon FTB, and he used to, and he showed me when I was probably like 11 years old, he showed me how to use it and how to take pictures. Of course, I dropped it first day. For real, there's a dent in his camera still to this day because I dropped it. Yeah, he wasn't very happy about that. But so I learned how to take pictures, and it was kind of a hobby of mine. I wasn't very good, I'll be perfectly honest with you. But when I was 24, I decided I quit my job that I had at the time, which I hated, and went to film school to make movies. And that was my plan, is I wanted to go and make all kinds of movies, which is what I do for a living, you know that. But part of that was how to shoot movies, which is kind of similar to shooting photos. So then I was making my living doing that, all kinds of video stuff, moved to Germany, and it turns out, as we said before, you speak German here. I didn't speak German back then. And so for me, editing movies in German, a language I didn't speak, was just impossible. So I started taking a lot more photos. I got a lot more into photography, took it a lot more seriously, read a lot about it, and had a digital camera, and I got pretty good at it, and started working as a professional photographer in Germany because I can handle the language for photography, and that's how I know about photography.
And then you go to Canada to do movies.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes Canada, sometimes England, Italy. I've been to Italy. Yeah. But you're right. I go every year. I go back to Canada at least once, sometimes more, to do some video work.
Why do you not do videos, podcasts? Like I live with like a film.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, and why did you not start doing video? Because you can see it.
Okay. Now, I get this question a lot, actually, from new listeners. And they say, well, yeah, but you're talking about photography, like photos. You're actually talking about photos. So wouldn't it be great if you could physically see what you're talking about while you're talking about it? Or if I'm explaining something to somebody about how aperture works or something like that, wouldn't it be great if they could see it? And I said no, I disagree. First of all, I love the idea of an audio-only podcast for a bunch of reasons. One, if you put your show on YouTube, let's say you're doing a video podcast and it's on YouTube, you have to sit there and watch it. So all you're doing is watching us. And so you can't get anything else done. Mm-hmm. But if I do a podcast, you put your earbuds in, your headphones,
yeah.
You walk around the house, maybe you're working in the woodwork shop like Daddy does, or maybe you're mowing the lawn, maybe you're driving to work in the morning, but you're doing something else and learning something at the exact same time. So it doesn't take any time out of your day to learn and listen to our show. So that's one of the reasons. The second reason is... It's much more challenging for Adam and I to create a word picture in your head. So for us, rather than just show you something, for example, I could show you that microphone and you could see it, what it is, or you could describe it. Go ahead and describe the microphone for the listeners.
It's gray.
Well, the microphone isn't, but yeah.
Yeah. And... it's soft.
Uh-huh.
And...
well, now you're describing the cover of the microphone.
Oh.
So the microphone, it's a long black microphone. It's a mini shotgun microphone, which you don't know. It's an ME66 by Sennheiser, that one. And since I don't have a pop filter for it, I have what they call it a dead cat, for real.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this big, gray, furry cover that's designed to knock down the wind, but it also works as a pop filter, even though you're playing with it and making noise on it. So I can describe that to the listener and it can hopefully be a much more vivid image that we create than just simply showing it to them and moving on. So that's the other reason we didn't want to do a video one. And the last reason was because everybody listens to us. Most people listen to us while they're doing something else. We become, Adam and I, much against their own will, I think, we end up becoming a part of their lives. And so, for example, like when I'm building furniture for you for the house, I can usually look at that piece and remember what I was listening to. Because I listen to podcasts when I work downstairs. And I remember what podcast I was listening to when I made that mirror out there. So these people become a part of my life. Adam and I become a part of their lives. And it's a lot more personal. So no video for us.
And how do you do it when one is in Canada and the other one is in Germany?
So how do we record the podcast if I'm in Germany, Adam's in Canada?
Yeah, do you have like a signet or how do you do it?
Like walkie-talkies, you mean?
Yeah, or on FaceTime or something like
that. Yeah, smarty. Well, the quality of the audio, we wanted to get, from the very beginning, I wanted the audio to sound very good. I wanted it to sound like Adam and I were in the same room. And so the way we record this is, I record my audio here on my digital recorder with my microphone. I record my half of the conversation here so it doesn't go over the internet and get squished. Because when they send the voice over the internet, it has to get squished down. It doesn't sound very good. It's like a phone call, but worse, yeah. Right? And I didn't want that to be the show. Because normally we would just talk on Skype and record the conversation and put that out there, and that'd be fine. But Adam, I would sound okay, but Adam would not sound good. Or if Adam recorded it there, he would sound good, and I would sound bad. So that wasn't going to work. So I hit record and record my audio here. Adam hits record in Canada and records just his audio without me on his computer.
And then you put it together.
And then we talk separately on our iPhones using FaceTime, the FaceTime audio only. We don't even talk. We don't see each other when we talk. We only talk with the voices. No video chat. So that's how we do it when we record it. And at the beginning of the show, so we have to line those up somehow. So at the beginning of the show, we do a simple countdown. I say 5, Adam says 4, then I say 3, he says 2, I say 1. And later on, when he sends me that file via Dropbox,
yeah,
I put those together and I can line up where it says 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I can line those up and the rest of the show is synced up. It matches. So when I say something, he answers, and then I answer. It all makes sense after that.
Yeah.
Even though you can only hear one side on each audio track. Now the only other problem is if we have a guest on the show, which we do sometimes. For example, Don Komoretska comes on, or Amber Hughes comes on the show. When we add a third person, we can't record it like that. So I have to record the actual Skype conversation, which doesn't sound great. So that's the only time that changes. And we're back. That was part one. I didn't tell you at the top. That's going to be part one.
Okay. I can't wait for part two. That was a serious cliffhanger there.
We went long. I mean, I actually, okay, as we're recording this, you and I are recording this, her and I have recorded the show. We've done the interview, but I haven't cut it together yet. Like, there's going to be a little bit of jiggling to get it together. Not much, like just a couple of little things. We had to do two different things, you know, break for lunch, that kind of thing. But it was like 45 minutes long. So I'm guessing we're going to do 20 minutes and 20 minutes or something like that when we're done.
Okay.
So you might even learn some things about how the podcast works. Stuff you didn't know.
Great. Can't wait. Yeah.
Hey, you come up. She asks, you know, why do you do the show with Adam? So
yeah, good question.
No, she did. She asked, and I was like, well, anyways, you'll hear in the show. So part two is going to air next week. The good news for Adam, it means 15 minutes less show each week for him to do.
Yes.
So that's a big winner. All right. Monthly challenge. And thank you to my daughter, Emily, for taking the time today. And we'll hear more next week. Monthly challenge for May is art. Hashtag that, Two Hosers Monthly Challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, do both of those and tag us at Two Hosers on the Instagram, and we'll check it out. And good news, other listeners will also check it out, potentially comment on it. We'll see. See what happens. Challenge for next week. Here's what I had. Now, you decide. You decide if we're going to go with the mundanity, as I said, which I kind of like don't want to do now.
Okay.
I want to use the X100 outside with flash.
Outside with flash.
Well, that's one of the, to me, that is one of the key features, is killing the ambient with the shutter speed. So outside with flash, or flashes, flashing. Is that the plural? Flashing?
Sure.
It should be. It actually, I think that's more than one bottle in German, flashing. That's plural for bottle. What are we doing? We're doing that. Forget the mundanity one. That one's sort of, that was terrible.
Okay.
X100 outdoors with flash. Or multiple flashes. You go. You decide. I'm guessing it's going to be one for Adam because he's going to be lazy, but yeah. That's my guess.
That's a good guess.
Websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
You can find mine at AlanAtridge.com, two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.